From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Some Utahns who have committed crimes are finding their past is coming back to haunt them, even though their records were officially expunged. While the courts may have deleted records of the crimes they've been convicted of, the same is not true for private firms hired to do background checks. Salt Lake Tribune crime reporter Nate Carlisle's story will appear Sunday in the newspaper. He joins me now in the studio. Hi, Nate.
Hi, Jeff.
So, Nate, how do these firms still have the information about Utah's criminal records even after those records have been expunged?
Well, they downloaded them prior to the expungement, put them in their database, and then without any better information that the record's been expunged, they just sit in that database until the individual is the subject of a background check, and then all of a sudden there they are printed out on the page.
So do the courts actually sell this data while it's still on a person's record?
Yes, they do. In fact, we got about a 5.5-page list from state courts of just all the data they've sold to companies in about the last 3 years. I should say that's 5.5 pages of individual companies who have purchased record from Utah state courts.
You talked with an attorney who helps clients get their records expunged. How much frustration is there when they learn their slate may not be clean after all?
Well, they're frustrated because they were looking for a chance to move on. These are people who have completed their sentence. The requisite time period has passed where the court allows them to have an expungement. And they want to go on and get a better job. They want to volunteer at service organizations that require a background check. One woman we talk about in the Tribune article was just trying to be a helper parent on her son's Little League football team and had to get a background check for that and originally failed that background check because her expunged record showed up in this private database.
And one website that actually obtains these records, you mentioned in your story, is utahsright.com, which is managed by the Tribune. What is kind of their policy when it comes to expunged records?
Well, their policy is that if an expunged record is pointed out to them, they will try to verify that expungement and remove it from the website. Now, the problem there is somebody has to proactively point out that expunged record oftentimes. But Utah State Courts, at least, has been providing a what, for lack of a better term, we'd call a replacement data file. That is to say, rather than just give an update of everything they've done since, say, January 1, they're giving an entire new data file back to whenever they started keeping electronic records in the courts. And so Utah's Right can basically just delete the old file and replace that with the new file. A few expungements still do fall through the cracks, or in some cases, Utah's Right has not gotten that new data file from the courts yet, and so the expunged record is still on the website during that lag time.
Interestingly enough, you learned the private firms that do these background checks, even though they're the ones purchasing the offender data, don't actually want to have expunged records. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's basically correct, or at least in the case of the one big data company we talked to. And that was kind of surprising. You'd figure, they'd want to build an advertising campaign around the fact, you know, we have records that the courts don't have. But instead, they take the view that if the courts have signed off on an expungement, then there's obviously some merit or validity to this individual that you don't have to dwell on perhaps just one mistake they made.
But then there's the factor that these private companies will even sell the data to each other. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And as it was explained to me, there's really only about 6 or 7 companies nationwide that are compiling criminal data. But then they sell their data to, in one case, this company, literally hundreds of other companies. In fact, there's a firm in Midvale called Spectrum Security Group, and they don't compile their own data. They purchase their data from another one of these providers, and then they'll run their background checks from that data which they've purchased.
So the ex-criminals don't want these records around. The attorneys don't. The private firms, or at least some of them, don't. But it sounds like there are some people who feel as though businesses should have the right to know about these expunged records, even though they were officially deleted by the courts.
Yeah, there is that view out there that, you know, there's a basically a property rights issue that if a a private firm compiles this data, that they shouldn't feel under any obligation to remove a file just because government has removed the file. And in fact, at the moment, there's really no requirement that these private firms do so. And then there's a victim's rights argument that, and this gets into the larger issue of expungements, mm-hmm. that, you know, you don't need the victim to sign off on a expungement. It's really just a procedural matter if you meet the other requirements. And so there's a victim's rights perspective certainly saying that it's proper for these private firms to keep the expunged records.
We've been speaking with Salt Lake Tribune crime reporter Nate Carlisle. His story will appear Sunday in the newspaper. You can also read it right now at sltrib.com. Nate, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jeff.